The Wasteland. The near future. Movie clerk David Snyder and overlord Immortan Hoof fight to rid the decaying landscape of the cinematic naivety which infests it. After being told that their animation output is lagging, Apocalypse Video is outfitted by Dave with increased cartoon coverage and a computer-enhanced theme song. It has become the ultimate super pod, Robopod.
Hello, welcome to the final episode of the Apocalypse Video, Robopod. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by ruler of the wasteland, Immortan Hoof.
I have fulfilled my prime directive.
And so have we, of the final episode of the Robopod, Menace of the Mind, which has got to be one of the coolest episode titles we've had so far in this series.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's been some great titles. Definitely a good one. Like, if I was a kid, I'd be like, oh, so excited.
Oh, for sure. I only wish that what we get in the episode had a little bit more of this title in it. You know, the whole idea of Menace of the Mind is, so we find out that there are these things called zip chip collars, where when you put it on, it speeds up the synapses in your brain and makes it function like a computer. So it's being used by like students to pass tests, or like business guys to be extra businessy, I suppose. I don't know. It's not particularly clear. And it's like the one
thing. It's cocaine.
It's basically cocaine. Like I was going to say, it's kind of like the Saved by the Bell episode with the caffeine pills. It's basically that.
I need to see that episode.
The only problem I have with this episode is that it doesn't delve into that enough. Like the whole episode is called Menace of the Mind. And you think like with the way the episode starts that it's going to be like the atypical, you know, kids cartoon where they tackle like, don't do drugs, you know, or in Saved by the Bell's case, like, don't do caffeine pills. You know, it's a slippery slope. But they don't dive into that. It's like all of that is at the front of the episode. It's basically the motivation for... we find out that Clarence Bodiger, the guy who killed RoboCop, or Murphy, I should say, is stealing all these chips and basically producing all of these zip chip collars, and you know, it's basically their version of like a drug trade, or you know, or like drugs or whatever. And so we get the genesis of the episode is there, but it doesn't dive into that thing enough. Like there were so many times in this episode where they sort of offhandedly mentioned the zip chip collar, but I wanted to see like the real effects of the zip chip collar. You know what I mean? Like if they're doing a drugs are bad episode, you have to show those moments where like a kid, you know, you see the side effects and like the consequences of doing the zip chip collar or caffeine pills. It's like, you need to see those things. Like there's a lot of good stuff in this episode, but unfortunately none of it comes from the what I thought would be the thrust of the episode, which is like, don't do drugs. Because honestly, like those are some of my favorite moments in cheesy cartoons, like when they try to tackle drugs and you see those, you know, like, oh, gee, like I'll never do it again. You know, I wanted some stupid kid in this episode doing drugs and, or in this case, the zip chip collar and like passing his test, but like freaking out on his friends or something. I wanted to see that in this episode and I didn't get it. That was the one disappointment about this episode.
Like he's in the middle of his classroom taking his exam, and during the exam, he just like goes berserk and starts stabbing kids with a pencil.
Just like there's so many different ways you could take it. Like you could go body horror. Like there starts to be like these tumors that come from his brain. He's like,
oh gosh. They do some scanner stuff where he's in the thing in his arm, his head explodes.
Or just, yeah, just like he alienates his friends or something, you know, becomes an asshole. Like, I wanted to see the effects. Like, the most we get, it shows some shots later, like when RoboCop's like, you know, RoboCop and we'll find out later, the Ultra Police, they finally come into play. They're like interrogating people. And bringing people in, they're trying to find Clarence Bodiger because now he has like a super jet, which we'll touch on in a second. But like all we see as far as the effects of, well, I don't even know if it's the effects.
So we do see something.
There's a shot where like you see a guy with the zip chip collar and he's just like,
yeah, that's
like
that's
his
what
mouth gave. So I'm like, does it turn people into zombies? I don't know, because we only see that guy for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's not. He's not even the focus of the shot or whatever.
No,
we just see him. Zombie mode or whatever.
Yeah, well, you see that guy, and then you see like a businessman like in a boardroom meeting with a zip chip collar, and he's just talking normally. I'm just like,
Here's the thing, Dave. I think that you were excited for the drugs, but the, the writers were excited about, like Clarence, you mentioned, Clarence Boddicker. Like, they brought him back. Like, and I think that this is a really fitting episode to conclude the series. Like, I was really surprised when they brought him back. I mean, I know that we've seen his drawing in the opening credits every time, every episode, but I didn't expect them to bring him back as a character. So he's back. Although it's not the actor who voices him, though. So.
Obviously not. No, yeah. It sounds like your typical type cartoon villain. And I love that he's dressed like Don Johnson from Miami Vice. Like his outfit is very much, it's very 80s. But yeah, like I said, that was my only disappointment in the episode. Like, putting that aside, this is a pretty good episode. There's a lot of action. Clarence Boddicker and his team, you know, they're great. I mean, obviously they're not as enjoyable as their movie counterparts, because this is just a cartoon. But there's a lot thrown into this episode, and I think the key here is, I feel like the writers were thinking, if they didn't know that this was their last episode, it seemed like this episode was all about toys, because like this whole episode I was thinking either drugs or toys, because there are so many things thrown into this episode. It's like the Robocopter, the Superjet, the Ultra Police, led by Ace Jackson, the world's greatest musicians expert, and apparently a Freddie Mercury impersonationist. He looked like Freddie Mercury to me. So we also get Birdman Barnes and
Wheels Wilson.
Wheels Wilson. Straight from the Motor City Speedway. Like, I mean, I was just thinking toys, toys, toys with this episode.
Okay, you were thinking toys, which is 100% right. Did you happen to see, there's a commercial for the RoboCop toys, and it says RoboCop and the Ultra Police. So they made toys of these characters.
RoboCop, part man, part robot, all cop. The ultimate in law enforcement. RoboCop and the Ultra Police, the only cops with rapid repeat cap firing.
He's unstoppable.
Battling the worst criminals, Headhunter and Nitro. The Ultra Police, protected by Robo Armor, bring RoboCop even more firepower. In the fight for justice, nothing can stop RoboCop. RoboCop and the Ultra Police, each sold separately with RoboCaps.
See, all right, here's the thing. I'm wondering if they had this, in that case, I'm wondering if they had the entire season done, more or less, and was just like, yeah, we got this episode at the end where it's just like, this is going to ramp up toy sales. Because 80s cartoons were all about toy sales, as right. We all know. If you'd seen, you know, what's that show on Netflix? The Toys That Made Us. It was all about toy sales. If you're watching an 80s cartoon, like 9 times out of 10, it was because of toy sales. They wanted toy sales.
You're delving it. That was the decade of, you know, toys. You didn't make a cartoon unless you were going to make toys.
Exactly. But yeah, that makes me wonder now if they had the entire series done and they're like, this is our cap, like our season finale. This is the one where all the toys are going to be in there. It's going to be this big push and there's a lot of action. And this is what's going to guarantee a season 2. Unfortunately, it never happened. Which is odd, because it's like maybe, I don't know, this came out a year after RoboCop. Maybe interest had waned a little bit. I don't know. They were still making toys.
Well, it's such a weird equation that that they're dealing with, because like
it's an R-rated movie.
You're going from RoboCop the movie, which is not for kids, but kids would see the RoboCop character and be like, oh, I want to play with that toy. So then they made this cartoon. Then I'm just surprised that they didn't make more toy-worthy stuff like the Ultra Police in seasons or episodes prior.
Prior, yeah.
Like, they,
why not touch on the Ultra Police earlier?
Yeah.
You gotta have that could have been like a big ongoing thing. Like, you have RoboCop and Hedgecock butting heads all the time, but like, I feel like they could have introduced the Ultra Police earlier on. Like, it could have been an ongoing thing where like, just this competition between RoboCop and the Ultra Police, and like, there's the constant question of, do we even need RoboCop now that the Ultra Police, or vice versa? You know what I mean?
They give the Ultra Police like a full on introduction, like for each character.
It is straight up G.I. Joe. Like, there's like a G.I. Joe like scene in this episode.
Because starting today, the Detroit Police will have their own Ultra Weapons. Ultra Weapon number 1, Ace Jackson, former Green Beret, the world's greatest munitions expert. Ultra Weapon number 2, Wheels Wilson, straight from the Motor City Speedway, and as you can see, is also very proficient with a bazooka.
Pretty impressive!
And finally, Ultra Weapon number 3. Someone who should be an incredible asset in this particular case. Birdman Barnes. He's the leader of our team, with several thousand hours of combat flight experience. Each man and his machine is equipped with complete surface armor. Mark my words, this is an assault team that will always get their man. Welcome, gentlemen, your new allies, the Ultra Police.
My bad. Hey, at least they're real men. They're not just machines.
And then it's really funny, after their introduction, Hedgecock has this line. He's like, at least they're real men. And I'm just like, it was so, it's such a funny line, but it's also like, is he compensating for something? Like, that just seems like a compensation line to me. At least they're real men. Like, something's going on there.
You know, I gotta admit, like, yeah, if I was a kid watching this, I would be pumped. I'd be like, I want that toy, and I especially want the Robocopter.
Hell
like,
yeah, that's something that's a big reveal. Dr. Tyler hasn't been slacking.
I was hoping to run a few more tests, give it to you in a month or so. But this crisis can't wait. So I present the Robocopter. It's beautiful. Fight fire with nuclear energy, I always say.
It does appear to be a formidable craft.
The Robocopter. And what's funny about the Robocopter, like, we got this big chase in the end of the episode where the Robocopter is chasing down Clarence Bodiger and his goons inside their superjet. And what's funny about this, the way it's animated. All right, so I don't know much about aviation, but I'm pretty sure that a jet is faster than a helicopter. Yet, in the episode, we see that the helicopter manage chase with the jet, and we don't even see its rotors, like, rotating. What? Like, did you see that?
That's
so
the thing,
are they implying that it's, like, a hybrid chopper jet?
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, I really want the Robocopter now.
Yes, that's the whole thing. I noticed the exact same thing. They, like, it seems like they go out of their way to show the propellers stop. So
yeah,
it full on turns into a jet.
It's
multi-mode.
Okay. See, they weren't clear enough about that. There wasn't a moment where Robocop engaged jet mode or something
engaged jet mode.
Like, I couldn't decide if that's what they were doing or I thought it was just a mistake in the animation. They just got lazy. It's like, we're not going to fucking animate the rotor spinning. Fuck that. But yeah, you get this big chase. And like I said before, there's a lot of action in this episode. Like, Clarence Bodiger and his goons aren't fucking around. They're shooting everything. They're blowing shit up. There's a moment during the chase with the Robocop and the Robocopter where they like zoom by like an office building and like all the glass just shatters. And like, this is like, to me, that reminded me of like the climax in Man of Steel. Like, just wide scale like destruction everywhere. At one point, they bring a building down.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They bring a building down, and then Lewis says, this is getting out of hand.
Not as worried as she should be. Like, they just collapsed an entire building. Like, she should have just, like, her line delivery was just very much just, like very relaxed. Like, hey, this is getting out of hand. Where it should have been like, holy shit, like, we're destroying the city. Maybe. Murphy. Like, I don't even think she gives a Murphy in this whole climax.
It's like that one Transformers movie where you have the guy, he's like, oh my god.
Exactly. There should have been an oh my god in this. Oh, well, here's one thing we do get in this episode. Lewis does say, like, so like when they take down the superjet that Clarence Bodiger is in, and Robocop's about, because in this episode Robocop is pissed again. They're dipping their toes into the movie territory where, right, Robocop, the first time he sees Bodiger in the superjet, he freaks out. And we even get the line where the guy says, does it hurt? Does it hurt? Which, like, that was, like, that was halfway traumatizing. Like, in this episode, like, that had no place in this kid's cartoon. Like, that line, does it hurt? Does it hurt? That was terrifying. And the fact that they put it in there, that surprised me. Because that almost seemed, like, too much. Like, diving into the R-rated movie. Like, the implication of that. Because you never see anything like that prior in the cartoon.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt? Fun's over.
Murphy!
And then we get a lot of brutal moments in this episode. Like, yeah, in the beginning, we get RoboCop's arm get severed.
Yes! Like, that was fucking gnarly!
I know. I was like, whoa, what are we watching? They must have been like, you know what, let's go all... They really went out all out for this episode.
Yeah, we're throwing drugs in. We're throwing arm severing scenes. Like, we're throwing, like, you know, suggested, like, torture. Like, they went drugs. Like, they went all out with this episode.
They have, and then they have a moment where I forget whose fingers it is, but someone steps on another character's fingers. Like, it's just blatantly brutal.
I bet you don't like me very much. You're about to like me a lot less.
And then you get the moment where there's like a, I don't know, some crime boss or whatever. He's in a pool and RoboCop's like starting to drown him. And Lewis is like, this is not by the book.
That's what I was getting at earlier. She says, for God's sakes, Murphy. Like, that surprised me. Like, somehow that seemed like a bit like over the edge. But her saying, for God's sakes, Murphy, you're killing him.
Murphy, are you crazy? What are you doing?
I would like the location of Clarence Boddicker.
Drop dead cop.
I see you need more convincing.
This isn't by the book procedure, Murphy. Murphy, for God's sake, you're drowning him.
Yeah, they say that. And it's just this episode really crosses the line, I think. And so they, I don't know, this episode is very special. I'm excited about this episode because it's such a, they did the, for the last episode, I'm like, dang, they really brought it all.
Yeah, it's surprising. And just the fact that they show so much of the RoboCop movie backstory where he cuts the, you know, just again, that line, does it hurt? The implication there and the way the guy says it is so terrifying, especially in this context where it has no place.
Right.
You're just like, holy shit.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt?
But yeah, aside from that, like that's basically the thing. Like RoboCop, you know, the gist of the episode. Like RoboCop is obsessed with getting Clarence Boddicker. He almost steps over the edge, but doesn't. And this was a little disappointing. I would have liked, you know, since they're going so far in this episode, it would have been nice if they allowed RoboCop to go just a little bit further. I was expecting him to, like, choke Clarence Boddicker for a second, but, you know, he just, like, holds him by his collar, just, you know, like, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
But there is one cool line that he does that they do give him, where he throws it back at Clarence Boddicker, where he's just like, what does he say?
No! Please!
Fun's over.
Murphy, don't!
Fun's over. You know, like, that was cool. It would have been cooler if they allowed him to say the same line where he's like, you probably don't think I'm a very nice guy, do you? Like, that would have made it even cooler. But they do allow him to say, fun's over. You know, throwing Clarence Boddicker's line back at him. So I thought that was cool. It would have been a little cooler if the threat was even more amped up, like if he choked him for a minute or something. But all it takes is Lewis saying, come on, Murphy, don't. And he's like, all right. And he just throws him in the back of the truck. Like, I would have liked a bit more, you know, conflict with RoboCop, his cyborg and human side. You know, that would have been cool to see. But what we do get is still pretty cool.
I feel like they lingered on that shot because he has his gun pointed at
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So, I don't know. For the cartoon, it seems like they lingered as much as they could, or they did as much as they could.
You're right. I'm misremembering it. Yeah, he doesn't have him by the collar. He has his gun drawn on him, and his finger is like just the trigger's pulling just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, and then Lewis is like, Murphy, don't. And
again, he's just like, okay. Just throws him in the face. And yeah, RoboCop has this line like, I wasn't going to do anything, Lewis. Lewis. You know what I mean? Like, he has this line like, I wasn't going to do anything.
He's like, I was operating within legal procedures the entire time. But clearly he wasn't when he was drowning that guy. So
for God's sakes, Murphy.
RoboCop is, I don't know. Some questions are being raised in this episode about RoboCop's competence.
Ugh, it's such a shame that this didn't get a season 2, because I would have liked to have seen those bits where RoboCop loses control, like, expanded upon in another season. But at the same time, I feel like the 12 episodes we get with this show is pretty nice. It's a nice little chunk. We get little different pieces here and there. We get some like full on gems from our boy John Shirley with the Brotherhood, and it's particularly No News is Good News. Like, there's some legit gems in this series, and overall, I had a fun time with this show.
I was surprised how much I ended up liking the show. Like, I'm not saying it's an A+ show or anything like that. Like, yeah, I'm not going to go out and recommend this to anyone, but, there was quite a few fun moments, especially, I think the later episode after like the first three episodes or whatever, it finds its footing, or at least we got on its same wavelength or whatever. And, there are some good episodes in there that are really fun. Like you said, No News is Good News is my favorite. And then this is a great ending in my opinion.
Yeah. Just, you get that shot of him walking off, like not into the sunset, but towards camera. You know, like they could have really botched this. I think it's pretty clear they didn't know they were getting a season, or they didn't realize they were going to be canceled. They just did the whole thing. At this point, it seems clear they just did the whole thing and put it out there, not knowing if they're going to get a season two or not. And I think, all things considered, this ends on a fairly satisfactory note. They bring in the backstory from the movie. They sort of they close that up a little bit. And yeah, we get that cool moment where RoboCop almost loses control. It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, Lewis and RoboCop never get together officially, so
that would have been season two, man.
Them dating.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
So, but I all guess in we'll all, have to use our imaginations.
Yeah. This was a fun episode. I really like the, even though they don't do anything and they suck, the Ultra Police were fun. They were a fun addition.
Oh, they were Ultra Police, but they were Ultra Investigators.
Yes. So thanks for saving our lives, RoboCop. We're going to help you out.
After they get taken down by Clarence Boddicker with almost stupid ease, like,
yeah, I know,
just get taken out, like, no problem.
Well, it's like
investigation work that's just like super thorough, and they get a lead. They find out where Boddicker is, like, right away.
Yeah. They're good investigators, but they're not very good at carrying out, like, the arrest. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting, too, because, like, you think they're going to be badass. Like, you see Wheels, like, ride up, like, the stairs at one point. You're like, oh, shit, yeah, get him, Wheels. And then he immediately just blunders it, and it's just like, all of them blunder it. And you're just like, okay, I guess they weren't so ultra after all. But, and it's kind of a bummer. I would have loved a line from one of Clarence Boddicker's bad guys saying something like, oh no, it's the Ultra Police. You know, like, I wanted a line like that. Like, why was there, you know, like, I feel like if the Ultra Police had been introduced earlier in the series, we would have gotten that line where, like, you get some, like, rando criminal saying something like, oh no, it's the Ultra Police, scatter, you know, like that. It would have been cool. You know what? That would have been the way to go about the Ultra Police. Introduce them earlier in the series, show them be competent and taking shit, you know, like, you know, taking care of shit, and then you get to this episode with Clarence Boddicker, and this is where they begin to fuck up and need RoboCop's help. That would have been like a cool arc with the Ultra Police getting on a RoboCop's side eventually. That would have been really cool to see.
Yeah, I think maybe that would have been season two. Like, I know if there were a season two, they'd team up again. They'd have to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the return of the Ultra Police or something like that.
Or Ultra Police gone bad.
But that's going to do it for that's going to conclude the Apocalypse Video Robopod, at least the cartoon portion. I don't know. Maybe the Robopod will live on with RoboCop sequels. I'm pretty sure there was actually another RoboCop cartoon in the late 90s or early 2000s that maybe we can tackle that in the future.
Yeah, we might have to watch an episode or two of the other RoboCop cartoon, because the animation scene, it's totally different, too. It's the 90s animation, too. So it's got, like, it reminded me of maybe like the Men in Black cartoon or something like that. Like, it's totally, it looks modern and stuff like that.
But for now, that's going to conclude the Apocalypse Video Robopod. Our power levels are depleted. We're going to have to sit in the robo chair, the recharge chair, and charge up before we can return.
Okay. I got to sit in the chair first.
Yeah. Until then, I'm your host, David Snyder.
See ya.
Oh, I was throwing it to you.
Oh, I'm Hoof.
And this has been the Apocalypse Video Robopod.
I'm so proud of you. I was so afraid that
it... Officer Lewis, I am programmed to enforce the law by legal means. I was perfectly in control the entire time.
Murphy.
Thank you for your cooperation.